Scott McVoy.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Town Attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
And Clerk Treasurer Michelle Miller is president. I'm sorry, is present. And Matt Zarnecki and Brad Amos are both absent.
Okay, do we have someone to do prayer for us tonight? Please stay with us standing for the pledge of allegiance.
Father God, we thank you for your presence here. Thank you for blessing our town, being the Lord that we need to call on. Lord, we just ask your guidance in all that we do and ask you to make us power for good. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any motion to amend or adopt the agenda that is presented? As a first and a second, do we have any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
3-0. I need a motion for the approval of the minutes. Have a first by Scott.
Second.
Second by Randy. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
3-0. And I need an approval for the allowance claims. I have a first by Scott, a second by Randy. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And I need an approval on the payroll docket. I have a first by Scott.
A second.
Second by Randy. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
3-0. And we need just a second here to sign these. At this time, I need a motion to close the regular meeting and open up a public hearing.
So
I have a motion by Scott.
Second.
A second by Randy. Do we need a discussion on that? Or?
We do. So what we'll do is we're going to open up the public meeting here at 6:04.
6:04.
And then this is here on behalf of this client. There was a petition for voluntary annexation into the corporate limits of the town of Sellersburg. Mr. Kraft, you have the floor.
Thank you. For the record, my name is John Kraft. I'm with the law firm of Young, Lind, Anderson, Kraft, 126 West Spring Street in New Albany. We have filed a petition for annexation of this parcel of property. As indicated, this is a 100% request, which means all of the owners of this parcel have requested this. There is a contiguity requirement as it relates to boundaries to the town. We meet that contiguity requirement, and we're asking this evening for a voluntary annexation of this parcel. I have with me tonight Terry Jenkins. Terry is the owner's rep that would be able to answer any questions you may have of him with regards to the request itself. But we're requesting that this parcel be voluntarily annexed. Again, the owner is requesting that. And again, it comes to you as a result of the statutory scheme that allows a voluntary request to come to you when 100% of the owners, and in this instance being one, request that be annexed into the town. I'll take any questions you may have. Terry, you have any comments you want to advise them of? Okay. Thank you.
Jake, we're going to rely heavily on you on this one.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Langford. At this time, we'll turn it over. If there's anybody from the public that would like to speak or ask questions on this item.
Sure. Where is this property located? Is that a map?
This is a map. We normally have it up. Charlie's not here.
Oh, that's what I thought.
That's all right. So it's going to be the small area.
7616, I think is the address.
Small bit for stone.
So anything that's in blue that's already the corporate limits, the town of Sellersburg, and it does meet the contiguous requirement.
Anybody from the audience out there have any questions or concerns?
And so anytime there's a proposed annexation into any municipality, you also have to provide certain services. You have a time frame which to do that. Luckily for us, we already provide services in this area. Police are already, right adjacent, such a small area, won't be any increased costs. There's already water and sewer there available, so there won't be any undue hardship or cost for the town of Sellersburg.
Is this particular property on septic now, or is it on sewer?
That, I do not know.
I'm not sure either.
But it does have sewer availability.
It does have sewer availability.
It does. Okay, I've spoken to Mr. Smith on that.
Any questions, guys? Counsel?
You can close the public hearing and then reopen the public meeting.
At this time, I'm going to close the public meeting.
6:07.
At 6:07. And we will reopen the town council meeting. And what we need is a vote?
Not yet. So this was an opportunity. We do have proof of publication in the newspaper, which we will enter into the minutes. So I'd like to have someone make a motion to enter that into the minutes of the record. We'll provide a copy to Michelle Miller, should be able to add that.
Has any of this been before the planning board or the...
It has not. This is merely, it has not. This is merely to bring it into the town. And that's all that's going to happen. And then we have an annexation ordinance and a fiscal plan that we'll bring to the board in about 2 weeks. We have a 14-day window, which you all cannot take any action. And so at that point, you know, you'll be able to finalize if you all want to go ahead and move forward with this annexation. It'll be an opportunity to have other questions answered. This is more for the general public to make sure there's any questions from the public as well.
So will it be presented to the planning board or the appeals board at all?
It will not. Not until if and when the client wants to do something on the area.
Okay.
And, you know, that's entirely up to the property owner.
Okay.
More than likely, it'll be back before you in some time after the passage, provided everything passes with the annexation ordinance. But this is step one in that process for the annexation before anything goes forward. The annexation is approved, then ultimately there will be something that will come back before the plan.
You have to get inside the town before you can make changes to it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys, can I get a motion?
Really, anything else to other than the notice?
The motion to
the notice.
Enter the notice. I'll make a motion to enter the notice into public record.
I have a motion by Scott.
Oh, sir.
Second by Randy. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
3-0.
Thank you, gentlemen. That's the shortest I've ever been.
That was on plan.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Any comments from the public on agenda items? We have no comments from the public. We have no ordinances or resolutions. With unfinished business. This was brought up at the last meeting. The 2024 sludge hauling bid award and the issues was tabled because there were evidently some unfinished paperwork. Things weren't filled out as they were anticipated. And
it was submitted. Everybody submitted differently.
Right.
One was lump sum. One was. So I requested that everybody resubmit it with all the lines filled out versus just the lump sum. So you should have those in your packet. I did attach all the emails for Michelle for communication purposes on all these. So it comes down to our average was 10 tons per load. So if you do the math on that, it comes down to Ecotec is being the lowest at $562.25. Second was Estes at 670, and Nautico is 675.
And correct me, EcoTech currently is our, who does that for us anyway?
I'm happy to answer your question.
So can you give me the three again, what the EcoTech was?
EcoTech was 564.75 with the $100 a month split up that they have on there. Estes is 670 a load, and Nautico was 675.
I guess the question that was at the last meeting, and I spoke with Charlie a little bit about it, is trying to define the same amount of work or...
And I did that. I pulled the average from the last 2 years. We averaged about 10 tons a load. So if you do the math, give everybody 10 tons, this is how it comes out. All things equal.
So the three prospective bidders had all the information based on 10 tons?
Yes.
What were the questions?
I used the 10 ton. They just did a per ton cost.
So they were all aware of which were apples to apples, right?
Yes.
Is there any way, Lori, you could read off the haul disposal grant and all that stuff?
Sure. So EcoTech was $100 a month for the rental and the liner, hauling cost of $227.25, and disposal cost of $33.50 a ton. And then rental cost for Estes was zero, hauling cost $200 a load, disposal cost $47 a ton. And then Nautico was $225, including the liner per load, and then disposal cost was $45 a ton.
And there's no issues with EcoTech? They performed the...
Yeah, all right.
Gentlemen, you have any other questions?
So if you did have a problem, you said they're doing all right. If you did have a problem, what would that be? What presents itself?
Occasionally, we run into not enough drivers. But for the most part, we've got them on a schedule now with the new plant. We're pretty much hauling every day now, 3 loads a day. So I pretty much told them, unless I call you, don't, and say, "Don't come," you need to come. So we're on a pretty consistent schedule.
So we need a motion to approve the EcoTech contract?
So...
A motion by Scott?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
3-0. Okay, moving on to the mowing bid award. And I myself sat in on part of this the other day. So currently... Give me just a second here, figure out where I'm at. Currently, J&amp;C Landscape does it, does our cutting for us, and they were the low bidder by $35. So what Charlie and Bart do is they put together a schedule of predicted grass cutting, and then if you have drought or wet season or whatever, it can change a little bit from what they predict. But the bids were placed on the predictions of the proposed grass cutting. So again, as I say, J&amp;C was the low bidder by $35.
At one point here, there's only two bidders.
Only two bidders, right. Hawkins, J&amp;C Lawn and Landscape, and Hawkins Lawn Care.
Can they bid for the year, or how does it...
It's not for a year. It's for a period, like some parts of the ground get cut every 3 weeks, some get cut every 2 weeks, some get cut every week, so they put together this master plan. And then, like I said, if you have drought or if you have a wet season, it could vary from that, but they have to have a plan to bid on.
Well, you were saying it's 35, so what was like the total bid for each one?
So the total for, it's very complicated.
Oh, is it? Okay. I'm sorry.
If I may, it's that way, because it breaks down all the town properties.
Right.
Police department, pool, and we're kind of all on separate mowing things, or, you know.
I just wondered where.
So J and C's bid is for $1,360, and Hawkins is for $1,395.
That's what I was talking about.
I didn't get paid last year.
So we understand that the town provides the prospective bidders all the locations that.
Correct.
They will be contracted to perform mowing services. And then those prospective bidders will submit a amount based off of each location and requested service. So based off of the location provided to prospective bidders, J&C was $1,360, Hawkins was $1,395.
And the services, I'm sorry, what?
Gator Lawn Care was non-responsive, which means they didn't respond to the bid request in the proper amount of time, so they don't have anything to submit.
And the mowing services are for all grass areas as described in the bid. Trimming and edging of all curb sidewalks and planting beds, removal of all waste and litter, and blowing off all clippings and keeping all planting areas free of clippings. So everybody bid on the same exact schedule. And again, J and C was $30 cheaper. Or $35 cheaper, sorry. So then somebody like to make a motion to.
I'll make a motion to award the mowing services contract to J and C for the amount of $1,360.
Is that a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 3-0. Under new business, 2024. Somebody's gonna pronounce that one for me. Civic Plus Renewal, formerly would be known as
Archives
Social. Michelle, will you explain to us what that is exactly?
It is, our social media is part of public record, and so any of our posts, for example, have to be archived, and this company has been doing it for the last several years under the name of Archive Social. Mm-hmm. And we have had to use it a couple of times, and they get us the information quickly. So it keeps us compliant. They did have a modest increase from $41.88 last year to $43.97.40 this year. Now, they have not yet provided the agreement, so I don't know, Jake, I'll have to speak to this. If they approve this tonight, can they approve it, and you can review the agreement once we get it?
Approval subject to legal review.
Yeah.
So, since we're on the subject of bidding here, do we just, are we moving forward automatically with this company, or do we get bids for it?
Well, we have not received bids. This is the same company that's done it for years, and if you'd like to get bids, pardon me?
If I'm not mistaken, this is, goes down to professional services.
It does, correct.
So, mm-hmm.
It doesn't require it if it's something that you want
to. Okay, that's just what I'm trying to make clear.
Professional services, you do not have to solicit any type of quotes or bids or anything like that. You get to choose kind of who you want to work with from a professional standpoint. But any type of public works project or other services that do not fall within professional services are required to have RFP.
Very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And again, they have a favorable.
They've been very easy to work with, very responsive.
Okay. So we need a motion to approve the bid for the 2024 subject to legal review, correct?
Yes, sir.
So we have a motion by Scott.
I'll second.
second by Randy. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. 3-0. Now, general comments from the public. Do I have any general public comments? Nothing, okay. Town manager is not present tonight. He's at a
road school.
Correct. So, nothing from him. Chief?
I'm good.
Happy birthday to your wife, Chief. I know she's watching.
She's watching, so.
Happy birthday, Ms. Valerie.
Happy birthday, Ms. Valerie. Okay, Lori Wyatt from Jacoby Tunes and Land.
I'll be quick for you guys. The big things are for your water service line inventory. We did submit the applications and we're waiting to hear back from the IFA what funding we'll receive. I think there was $15,000 that was guaranteed. And then the other, we requested another $200,000 of competitive funds. And so we will see how that works out. The most important thing for you guys to know as far as the ID Tech project is that we are finishing our internal technical review this week. Then we will have the town manager review that, make sure there's no questions or concerns, and then we will be ready to advertise that for bid.
Within the next 2 weeks, or we wanted to get it out pretty quickly.
Right. So the goal of this is to be able to use the remaining ARP funds that you guys have, which is just shy of $1 million. And we have the engineer's cost estimate, but we don't like to say those, you know, out loud and potentially influence the bids that may come in. And so we will advertise it for bid, we'll receive those bids, and then we'll see, you know, where the difference lies to figure out how to move forward there.
But this is something we're going to do very quickly.
Yes. So it's a pretty critical piece of infrastructure for you guys. It will effectively eliminate the Ivy Tech pump station number 2, which is the one that sits at the southernmost side of the Ivy Tech property. This is multifaceted in what it will do. We will be able to shorten the State Route 60 force main that you guys have, probably by, I think it's, if I remember correctly, it's by like a little about 5,000 feet. And in doing so, that helps increase the capacity for that station because that force main can then handle more complete with the hydraulic calculations. That's the easiest way to say it. It will also be the ultimate endpoint for the Warden-Sellersburg project. And this has to be in place for the family scholar house to be able to have sanitary sewer service. So.
And it affects Camp Run as well and everything in that area.
Right. So we will be getting that out for bid and seeing what we come up with there. For the wastewater treatment plant, again, we are still just working on those last punch list items, including some of the landscaping issues. And then for under your road projects, CCMG, you all awarded it at the last meeting and we did submit everything to end on time there.
So Lori, what are the landscaping issues?
Well, there are some.
Would you like me
overgrowth? So in one of the beds near the you know, the big monumental sign for the treatment plant, it appears that the landscaper did not lay down the matting that you're supposed to lay, you know, to help prevent grass and weeds and everything from coming up through there. when they put the landscaping rocks down. So they're going to have to come back and redo all that.
They also blew seed after they put it down. They used the machine, the big truck that blows the seed, and it blew it all the way up to the building. So it's got lots of seed growing up in the landscaping.
So this is something that's, they are aware they're coming back to?
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll know last week.
Okay.
So on a completion number with the water treatment plant or the wastewater treatment plant, are we 95% done, 98% done? Are we 100% done? Are we just doing maintenance?
Things that are happening now are, I mean, essentially, there's portions of your treatment plant that have been in service for over a year now. And so we're working on maintenance with those. Any remaining items that are in that less than a year mark, because I think we approved final completion in August or September, if I'm remembering correctly. And so those items that are under warranty still, so we're making sure that as, you know, as the staff is getting more acclimated to what's out there, that if there are any issues and, you know, we come any problems, we get those taken care of while they're under warranty.
So the issues that we have, they won't affect the capacity as far as...
No. The overall construction, and your treatment plant is finished, it's operational, it's... Yeah, these are just working out the kink things for some of them, and then cleaning up some of the weeds that are there.
Any more questions for Lori? Thank you. Mr. Elder, sir.
Have a good day, sir.
Okay, Mr. Mobley.
We don't have a lot outside of getting excited about warm weather, and it's not dark at 5:30, which is really nice. Outside of that, I just, the safety concern is always the kids and out the street and people out more, getting out, and just outside of that, we have nothing.
Charlie and his crew are up at Purdue at Rhodes School, so hopefully we'll bring back some knowledge there and continue to upgrade the infrastructure here in town. So I know Chief's been working on a few things as well. Police department's staying busy, so warm weather's here, just about here, so I'm looking forward to spring. There's a lot of events going on around town. I know that they have some plans for Hill Christian Park, so I'm excited to see the event schedule for spring, summer, and some of the amenities that the town is providing to our residents. Other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay, well, and I'm sure Charlie's watching, so we'll say anything bad about Charlie.
No, I just called and told him.
Okay. Charlie did leave me a few things here to mention tonight. The crews tried to repair the shelter building next to the billing office last week. Unfortunately, the structure up under the ceiling was too badly damaged and deemed unsafe, so they need to tear that shelter building down right over here in the adjacent lot.
It's already torn down.
It's already torn down. It says we're looking for options for replacement. So, spring clean week started today. No, it starts Monday. Through Saturday next week, you must be a town Sellersburg resident who pays for sanitation services to take advantage of this. This will be hosted at the Clark County Transfer and Recycling Center on County Road 403. You must take a copy of your sanitation bill with your driver's license that matches that address. Residents only, no businesses. Full details can be found on sellersburg.org. The annual Easter egg hunt was around the town of Sellersburg. Will be on Saturday, March 23rd. The Easter Bunny will be hiding eggs all around town. When an egg is found, bring it to Sellersburg Town Hall to claim your prize. Limit one egg per family. multiple eggs found by the same group will be re-hidden. This is intended to be a family activity, so people are asking that if they find an egg, that see additional eggs, please leave them to allow other families to enjoy finding an egg. Full details are on sellersburg.org. We received word from NDOT that our CCMG funds should be received within the next couple of weeks. Once we have the money in hand, we will issue notices to proceed. Asphalt plants are opening up. Crews will be getting those long-awaited road patches around town paved. They are and have been doing potholes within the town limits as well. If you see one, let Charlie know. It can be reported by the sellersburg.org website under report and issue on the bottom of the streets and sanitation department page where it says report a pothole. That said, that's all I have tonight. Michelle Miller.
No.
You have nothing?
No.
We'll adjourn the meeting at motion to adjourn at 6:32. So have a motion by Randy.
Second.
Second by Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Adjourned at 6:32.